a running back who you love, who has taken up DJing based on his love of...
I am a continental DJ.
Kevin and Barry.
DJing.
I am a continental DJ.
He's taken up...
Mother, I shall be DJing at the weekend. Don't disturb me on my BlackBerry. Hello and welcome to Brits in the End Zone. Green, you're looking rather buff this evening. Have you been at the gym?
Only the 19 days running.
Blimey, you really are. You are popping out of that shirt. Charles, JP, good?
Yeah, very good.
We're all back together.
All good.
JP, you've survived the man flu or whatever it was you were suffering from.
Too much Marmite.
Too much Marmite. Too much peanut butter, I would have expected.
What liquid comes out of you when you've overindulged on Marmite?
Let's move on. Very briefly.
We don't want to go there. It was snowing in London this week. Snow's not quite as exciting when you've left school, because it was like, now it's just a bit of a mission. But did everyone get out in the snow and have fun? Snowmen made?
Yeah, I didn't make a snowman. Yeah, yeah.
I had a snowman on my terrace.
Greeny had a snowman
on the
terrace.
I had a snowball fight with my neighbours. That was good bonding.
Oh, that's fun.
Unfortunately, hit one of the girlfriends in the back of the head. But
all sounds a bit Kirby
and
Fugio.
You live quite high up. If that had gone over the top and then landed
somewhere. Many went over.
Yeah,
you probably killed about five people.
I should have seen the news in my local to see what happened.
There was snow in the NFL. We'll get to that later. That was an exciting game in Buffalo. But let's start with the question of the week, which this week comes from our good friend Rob Wastenenny. And I don't really understand what the question is. I know I do. So, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, cornerback, defensive end. Who's going to the Pro Bowl? That's the question, I think.
Yeah.
Who is going to the Pro Bowl? There's a lot of positions to cover there, but let's have a quick gander. Is that a word?
Yeah, sort of.
Whatever. Let's all.
You're wasting
one.
Half our time. Greeny. Humbling on the question.
Greeny, which cornerback is going to the Pro Bowl?
Well, I think to be honest, it's going to be the two Jags and the two. Hayward for the Chargers, and then you've got. Let me see.
I think Lattimore. Lattimore's in with a big
Rhodes,
shout.
You've got Byard for the Titans, who's had a great season. You've also got Darius Slay for the Lions. I think they are going to be the main guys going for the Pro Bowl here.
But yeah, I think they're the top three, though, are the two Jags and Casey Hayward. They've just been unbelievable this year.
They have, and you watch that Seahawks game, we probably get to it, and you just see Russell Wilson, who's known for those kind of long shots, but every time Boye and Ramsey just picking him off with ease.
Charles, who's the which quarterbacks are going to the Pro Bowl? If your quarterback is injured, can he go to the Pro Bowl? Because you kind of want that.
I think you can get nominated for the Pro Bowl. It's kind of, but you'd go, obviously.
You'd go, but you just wouldn't play.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like red shirt or whatever they call it.
No, someone will go in their replacement. So there'll be a replacement.
That's a bit embarrassing.
Your Super Bowl quarterbacks can be nominated for the Pro Bowl, as they probably should if they've made the Super Bowl, but won't actually play.
Yeah.
Of course, that makes sense. Yeah. Charles, quarterbacks, who are we saying?
There are quite a few obvious ones, you know, the MVP candidates, but a couple of outsiders. Case Keenum.
I've got him written down.
Has had a phenomenal season coming, you know, not being the start at the beginning of the year, and has just carried the Minnesota Vikings to a great season. And obviously Wentz is surely going to be in the Pro Bowl, but his fellow draft class is Jared Goff.
That was a hell of a sentence.
Yeah.
Jared Goff,
I think he's also had a great second year, and he could easily make the Pro Bowl as well.
What about Andy Dalton? At the beginning of the season, you were picking him up quite...
I was thinking about that the other day, actually.
There's a difference between fantasy relevant and being a good quarterback.
And he's been neither this year.
That was a fantasy of him being a fantasy relevant quarterback.
Well, you know, we all make mistakes.
JP, running back, who's going to...
Can we just say Rivers is going to make it as well? He's made it in years where...
How many make it? I mean, they're all really making it by the sounds of it.
I think there's 4 to 6.
Right, okay.
Well, then 46, that's quite a lot.
JP, running back, LeSean McCoy.
A couple of the obvious ones, I think, I mean, apart from like your Bells and everyone, but LeSean McCoy has been, you know, outstanding this year, especially through the snow, as we saw this weekend. Mark Ingram, I think, has
definitely
come on, leaps and bounds since Peterson left. But one I've been really impressed with, who's like a bit of an outsider one, I think Alex Collins, especially in the last sort of 6, 7, 8 weeks, he has really come on leaps and bounds, and I think he could be a nice little...
You're not getting much love for that shout from Charles and Greeny,
I think
you?
A little like...
Maybe a
Bell
replacement
when he makes
the Super Bowl.
There have been so many good running backs.
There have, but I'm thinking outside of Kamara, outside of Le'Veon Bell.
Enough. I think he's...
I'm going for a dark horse here.
Would Hunt still make it? You know,
I think Alex Collins should make it ahead of Hunt. Mm. I think producing three relevant fantasy games shouldn't get you in.
Yeah, but
it's only it's only been recently.
But
I think if you looked at it though, I think it's more sort of like 7, 8.
All right, put your hands down, everyone. I'm fighting. Jesus,
but also a couple of other names. I think Leonard Fournette is
surprise coming from you, Charles.
But no, but what Leonard? But also a man that kind of might be forgotten, and that's Ezekiel Elliott. He's kind of been suspended now for so long, but he was the best running back in the league until that point, and. You know, one a name that we've forgotten about for a while. And
he won't make it based on
it's a no
kind of
well,
Charles.
It's
a no for me. Wide receiver, Greeny.
Who have I got outside of the? Well, Hopkins is going to go there probably as the number one picked. But
Antonio Brown.
He's with Brown and Jones will still get there based on his popularity. But other big ones who's performed are you got Adam Thielen. It'd be great to see him there. You got Marvin Jones Jr. I think. Who has had a great year, but may not be as popular. And then my boy, Keenan Allen.
Yeah,
my to round that off.
Deservedly so. Anyone else that anyone wants to quickly mention before we move on?
I think Devontae Adams, even without Aaron Rodgers, has had a very, very good year. And obviously Larry Fitzgerald is just, you know, old man Fitz. He's just an absolute machine.
I think we could see Alshon there as well. He gambled going to the Eagles on a one-year contract. Got his big payday the other day.
Which Pryor struggled with.
Yeah,
and I think Alshon could make it.
Nice, good choices. If there's anyone you think that we've missed off, do write in via Twitter and let us know. So this week in NFL, we're kind of getting to crunch time in fantasy. We're going to talk about that, but let's talk about the snow game in Buffalo. Greeny, talk us through what happened there.
Well, it was a snow game.
Wasn't it in Indianapolis?
Oh, what?
It was in Buffalo.
There was about 8 inches of snow, and it was so bad, and the players couldn't run. It was like watching me run when I was, you know, outside of my boots skiing. It was
like watching you run just in the non-snow.
Well, that's quite fair as well. Yeah. Almost, you know, 80% of the plays were running.
What would it have to take for it to get called off in that scenario? Apart from, say, I don't know, lightning and thunder. I don't even know if that would do it. But.
Someone calling a potential bomb threat before the game. I don't know, are we talking weather?
I'm talking we're talking weather, yeah. I'm not talking about
I think
know,
they play through hellfire? Any like anything. Any sort of snow. I think thunder and lightning they come off like Tampa struggles with that quite a lot. They
but it doesn't matter how thick the snow is, you can't see a thing.
Because it's not dangerous per
it's
se.
It's fun, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
In fact, there's going to be less injuries because you're landing on snow.
Yeah, okay. Well, more snow.
Well, actually saying that Peterman did get injured. I was expecting more injuries because it was so hard. It's so hard. Like, footwork is such an important part of the game. And you can't move your feet. I mean, how they twist and turn normally.
And when McCoy got that kind of that touchdown to win it, I don't know how he managed to stay on his feet at one point.
Yeah.
I thought he was on his
and
way
also
down.
I had no idea he'd actually got to the end zone because you couldn't see any of the lines.
It was just amazing. Keep running.
Yeah, it was amazing just watching some of the punts. Like, they were punting about 20 yards just because they couldn't keep their footing. Like, Vinatieri made one amazing kick, but one that he missed to, was it to win the game? He just couldn't get his footing. The whole like offensive line were kicking the snow away to try and create some clear room for him to kick.
At first, I thought it was a celebration after the touchdown, and I was just like, oh, this is a weird celebration. I realised they were just kicking the floor to make ready for the kick.
And the worst thing is they had to play overtime. Oh, like, surely you just want to get out of there, go home, get warm.
That's like fun to me, though.
And the impressive thing we talk about, LeSean McCoy being the king of the snow, because he broke the Philly Eagles record in 2013, rushing 217 yards for the Eagles, so in the snow, which was the
wow.
So if he does it obviously next week, if it's going to snow again, the Bills are at home to another NFL team.
We'll find out. Let's move on. The Browns got close to winning.
Also on that, right at the end, a Bills player did celebrate by doing a snow angel, which I was very happy to
see. I'm glad you love your snow angels.
I really
Charles.
Do.
JP, the Browns so close to their first win. Did you think it was going to happen? Did you think they'd get over the line?
I did. I thought they were going to do it. It's really disappointing. I thought they were going to get their first win.
There's no other word for it. It's disappointing.
But, yeah, I mean, they've played quite well the last few weeks. They just don't have that winning mentality. They don't know how to cross the line. They don't know how to get that win. They're a bit Spursy. Well, a bit Brownsy.
Spurs.
Let's not go on to this.
But I do agree. They don't seem to be playing like a team that hasn't won a game and in all likelihood might become only the second team ever to not win a game in an NFL season. And because they're not
the first being the Lions.
Yes, and it's not like they're getting blown out every single game. Every game's quite close, and they just can't do it, and it's mad. Yeah.
Tough being a Browns fan, isn't it? So sad that we put that on you.
I think Brett Hundley actually deserves quite a bit of credit for he started the game pretty poorly, but that fourth quarter he really sort of stepped up, and it kind of seems a shame for him. Like he's done his bit. He got those two wins that they needed, and now Rodgers is potentially coming back and ready to take over.
But like I wrote, if you read our blog, I wrote an article back when just before he played his first game, and he might have played himself into a contract. And at the beginning, the first few games, he looked poor, but he's come on leaps and bounds. And
we've used that phrase a lot. Charlie watching porn. He's kind of sheepishly concentrating something on the screen.
Is it Booby Christmas?
Charlie?
Trying to get some trivia for you.
Okay. Just checking. Sorry, Charles, you were saying something about NFL. The Eagles and Rams had a massive game. I wrongly predicted that the Eagles were going to lose this game, but maybe in a way they have lost the overall war as Carson Wentz, MVP candidate, is injured and now out for the rest of the season. Which is gutting
for Eagles fans.
I think anyone, even if you're not an Eagles fan, kind of wanted to see how that would pan out.
Absolutely.
And now it just feels like it's, I don't know, I don't want to completely take away all hope, but it does feel like it's
feels
a
like
little
game
bit,
over.
It does, yeah.
Well, I think it was like 4 years ago, Nick Foles was the starting quarterback for the Eagles, and he set records of, I think it was 27 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. So he was really efficient.
It's a good backup. I was saying that to Charles on the way up here.
He may be the best backup in the league, better than Hundley for certain. But he hasn't really been playing recently, so
well, we're certainly going to find out, aren't we? Yeah, it's going to be tough. There was a good win over the Rams. They're now divisional leaders. They won the championship or whatever, so that's good.
But, well, not quite yet, but yeah, they're top in the AFC.
NFC, and they're playing the Seahawks this week, so that's really their big interdivisional matchup.
Always play the Seahawks.
Well, someone is.
Eagles played them a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, I'm talking about the Rams. Oh, sorry.
Eagles are playing the Chargers. I'm talking about the Eagles here, Green. Yeah, pay attention. The Jags, Charles, your team, they beat the Seahawks this week.
We did indeed. It was
everyone's playing the Seahawks.
Yeah,
get around, doesn't it?
It was a very big test, and
you passed it.
We passed it with flying colours. I mean, we absolutely bossed the Seahawks, and apart from two monster plays from Wilson, that only Wilson can do by stretching plays out for a seemingly about 10 minutes. They didn't do anything, and 3 interceptions, like Greeny mentioned earlier. It was great. And Bortles showing he's not actually as bad as people thought. You know, he's had a few good games this season, but people kind of throw it away saying, oh, it's against the Colts or it's against this team. But the Seahawks, Legion of Boom, I know they've got a couple of injuries, but they're a good defence. And he absolutely destroyed them.
Fantastic. Don't let him give you hope. That's all I'm going to say to you.
I'm going to let him. There was one thing I noticed in the game, though. I don't know about this rule. There was a rule, because basically what happened was a flag got thrown right at the beginning, and then the play carried on, and Wilson threw a massive throw, and then there was pass interference by Jalen Ramsey down the field. The initial flag was for offensive holding, but because the play about 15 seconds later that it was a defensive penalty, they cancel each other out. So even though the one happened way earlier and shouldn't have led to anything happening, the whole thing... I suggest you tweet the NFL.
Yeah, you should write to Roger Goodell.
I guess because the play was in motion, but let's look into that.
We'll look that in our sister podcast, the one where we get into all the detail. The Chargers, the form team, that's what I've got written down here. Greeny?
They certainly are the form team. 4 on the bounce, and they've really got a big matchup against the AFC West rival in the Chiefs coming up this week.
That's a huge game.
Big game.
You're going to win that?
We're both on 7-6. Every time I feel like the Chargers are in the best position to win the league or win their division, they F up. So I'm going to do what you did and go for the opposition and hope that it comes up favourably.
We're a non-swearing podcast.
Okay, yeah.
We're on our best behaviour today.
Yeah. And finally, we have to mention, as we all get joy from doing, the Patriots.
Well, before we go on to the Patriots, I'll say is we have been saying all season that the pick every player against the Chargers because they have a weak rushing defense. Maybe because they've got great defensive ends. But actually, if you look at the last 3 games, they've averaged 75 rushing yards as a team against them. So don't necessarily think of them as a porous
Bradley. Charles is furiously scribbling out. He's running that
I noticed that, and Gus Bradley is really turning the defence around and, you know, plugging the gaps where there were mistakes.
Look, Bradley knows what he's doing. Good old Brad. That I can tell you.
Yeah.
The Patriots lost to the Dolphins. Jay Cutler, loving life. Big game this week coming up against the Steelers. That one's looking big.
It's a huge game because if the Steelers win, they get their guaranteed home field advantage during the playoffs. So it means that they could potentially rest some of their star players week 16, 17, knowing that they're not going to have to, you know, battle to win those games.
Steelers to win the Super Bowl this year?
They've got
as good a chance as anyone else.
They've got to play. They're going to have to play the Jags in the playoff potentially, and that we absolutely destroyed them earlier in the season. And but this result, I really hope the Steelers win this game as well, because if they do, and the Jags win their last three games, and the Jags will then get the bye in the playoffs.
No one gives a shit about
the Jags. The Jags could be seeded above the Patriots, which if you put money on that at the beginning of the season, you'd have been called a madman, and it's a very, very possible scenario now.
But what's happened to Brady? I mean, the last 2 weeks, he's looked completely off of it. I mean, not just sort of fantasy-wise, like real-life NFL player.
You're going to struggle when you don't have Edelman, your number one receiving target, and you don't have Gronk in a game. I think it's just that 1 week off where he's just out of sync. Maybe a little blowback from when he was shouting to his Josh McDaniels. But if you actually, it was crazy.
Never trust the blowback.
They had two total yards in the first quarter. You just never would expect that from a Patriots team. And they had 0 out of 11 third down conversions.
Belichick. Belichick passed it.
This is 1991.
Is he gone? Time for him to go.
I mean, they're probably still going to win the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah. Oh, they'll win it. There's no doubt they're going to win it. Yeah.
Last year, they did things like this. If you watch the... what's the Super Bowl show where they recap the year?
I think it's the NFL recap.
NFL, America's game.
America's game. There was a... You know, they spent about 10 minutes going over how Brady lost a game or two games. They were like, sack them both. They're over it. How do you replace Brady? And they went on to win the Super Bowl. And they'll do this every year. They'll suppress expectations.
But do you know what they don't have?
You as a fan.
Nick Foles. That's what they're going to be missing. JP, time to shame us.
Oh, dear.
We're getting naked Game of Thrones style. Yeah. Shame me.
Well, you might not.
Oh, is it actually me?
Well, we're going to split it this week.
Okay.
Between yourself and Charlesy. Yeah. I mean, me and Granny did have a couple of poor picks.
Tight end related.
But... I mean, tight end is a nightmare, which is quite ironic because you guys actually both picked tight ends that scored touchdowns. Doyle in the snow and old man Witten with his one catch.
Yep.
I mean, your guys truly sort of flattered to deceive. They didn't have like nightmare games, but especially at quarterback, those Eli Manning and Derek Carr picks.
I mean, at one point, JP, I remember you messaged me saying... Currently, your quarterback and tight end are combined for -3 points in the fourth quarter, and I was just like, "Yeah, that's not great." But they salvaged it, but not.
I'm just saying, I think you guys should go for some more sort of out there picks. I mean, Goodwin, Deshaun Kaiser,
Eli Manning's quite out there.
Jimmy Garoppolo,
good out there picks.
Oh right, sorry. Yeah,
Jimmy G,
Jimmy. Oh, Garoppolo, not Graham, because he did not do well.
Jimmy Garoppolo, he got over 300 yards in his second.
Jimmy Garoppolo is actually looking really good.
Yeah, yeah. I like that guy. I like him.
He's a good-looking guy as well. Yeah, I think that's what you like most about him.
Now, I think that when I see him, I think of
blushing.
Oh, what's that guy who's in Freaks and Geeks and in loads of shit films with Seth Rogen?
Oh, I know.
And the Juice,
the one with the brother.
No. Not Jason Segel. I like
No,
him,
I know,
mate.
Exactly.
The guy in Pineapple Express.
Yeah, the guy who's kind of good looking, but I think talks to young girls a bit much. And
James Franco.
Yeah. James Franco. He reminds me of James Franco, Jimmy Garoppolo. I think they'd be mates. Anyway.
No.
If you did not touch young girls, I apologise. Is this a
known thing?
No.
Yeah, he got in trouble. No, Google it. There was something not long ago with Franco sending some inappropriate messages, and then
was it on Twitter?
It was on Twitter.
Anyway,
what about his brother? Because he's funny.
Who?
His brother.
James Franco's
brother?
You
just like him from like the new Scrubs.
Who's his
like,
brother?
Yeah, he's funny.
Did you see Freaks and Geeks? That is fucking brilliant.
Great show.
This anyway. Is so getting cut.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. If anything, we can ramp it up a bit.
No, let's
talk about
on.
Another TV show. Okay. We should talk about our fantasy NFL and the Listener League and all of that. I think that me and Charles have missed the cut, haven't we, Charles?
We have indeed.
I blame you entirely.
I love how Charles said, because I was asking for an update of how you guys were doing. And he's like, yeah, we're not doing very well. I stopped looking at it ages ago.
Don't say that. Charles, come on. We didn't stop looking.
Yeah, but that is nonsense. Of course there is no chance Charles has stopped looking at one of his fantasy teams.
No,
It's just the 15 waiver wire pickups instead of the 30. The activity was very...
JP and Greeny, or... though, you finished top.
We have smashed it this
Sounds
year.
Signs of cheating, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, Greeny's, you know, cheated our league, so why not in the Listener League?
Shout outs to anyone who made the playoffs. We'll definitely be, I don't know if you know any of the names offhand, please do jump in. But if not, then shout outs to
We've got
you.
Their team names.
Yeah. Who are they?
So we've got Bobby's Back. Nice. It's Got to Be Perfect and the Blair Walsh Project.
Oh, I like the Blair Walsh Project.
We actually had a bit of a crazy league. So we finished 11-3, which was pretty awesome. And then the next sort of six teams all finished 8-6. And we had no idea who was going to end up finishing in the playoff spots as it's done head-to-head.
Exactly.
Jesus.
So there was a lot of chat on the Twitter group today, basically refreshing the app, waiting to see who was in it.
Yeah, and shout out to the people who made it in our half of the league, which is the Cincinnati Big Fat Ginger Cats, If You Ain't First, You're Last, Rough Dogs, and Wasting on His Own, Professor Fumbledore.
Don't want to hear about any of that because the real team didn't make the cut. No, well done, everyone. Looking forward to seeing who has bragging rights come the end of the season. Who's going to be having Christmas lunch around the Charles's is of course, the winning prize.
But talking about fantasy playoffs, I thought we could talk through just very quickly a couple of different options. I mean, Carson Wentz, we know, is out for the season. Charlesy, we know you have him in pretty much every league.
Yeah.
Who are you going to be streaming?
Well, I first thing I did was check if Case Keenum was available. And he might be in your league. I would check. He's not in mine, unfortunately.
What are you going to do after you check?
Pick him up. then, you know, there might be some leagues where Aaron Rodgers hasn't been picked up yet. Go have a look for him. And then if not, Blake Bortles, he's got a great run. He's been on a good run of form. And like Adley said, if you're really a deep league and really in trouble, Nick Foles will certainly be available. And if, you know, there are some, you know, in a 16-man league, I know we're Greeny and I are in, he's going to be the only guy really that's available. So he might not crap the bed for you. But it's really gutting. And I mean, I know in our league I had Deshaun Watson as well, and they've two ACLs for the top two quarterbacks, and it's tough.
What a pity for you.
Probably more gutting for them, but
still
gutting.
No, of course, it was mainly gutting for Eagles fans because the Super Bowl is looking like a distant.
Any other
now.
Big decisions?
I actually wanted to ask you guys, Charles and Adley. I mean,
course,
me and Greeny, we've argued quite a bit about our running backs this season of who to start, who to bench. So I mean, this week, I mean, we've got Gurley. He's obviously an automatic starter.
He's a start.
Even though he's playing Seattle, which has got a great rushing defense.
Fournette
destroyed him.
But then we've got Marshawn Lynch. He's playing the Cowboys. We've got Rex Burkhead, who's been in great form, playing the Steelers. Morris up against the Raiders, and Mixon, if he comes back from his concussion, against the Vikings.
Ooh,
so where do we go?
Choice there.
I would avoid Mixon because the Vikings, I know.
I like Morris at the Raiders.
Oh. Okay, I think start any running back against the Steelers. You saw what the Baltimore Ravens did. They scored 4 or 5 touchdowns.
And Mixon actually had a great game against the Steelers a couple of weeks
ago. And Burkhead and Deion Lewis are both very solid starts.
I mean, Burkhead's the goal line back now for the Patriots.
He's got
basically what everyone thought Gillislee was going touchdowns. To be.
Yeah. Well, Gillislee fumbled a couple of times, and you know Belichick does not. If there's one thing he hates, it's
Morris for me. That. But whatever you want to say. Tight ends. What about if you've been streaming those all season? Who's looking good?
I'm just looking at week 15. There are a couple of good matchups. You mentioned him last week, but Doyle has got a very good matchup this weekend. Ricky Seals-Lewis, my man. Right, Ricky Seals-Jones. Again, he's got the Washington Redskins, who have been poor against the tight end recently.
Hunter Henry had a good game against them.
Yeah, and if Zach Ertz is injured, watch out for Trey Burton.
But you don't know with Foles if they've got a connection.
You don't know that, but again...
They do.
You know, a lot of quarterbacks, if they're in trouble and not used to the system, they will
go to the fall on
the tight end. And if Trey Burson's available, he looked very good at the weekend. So you might have a go.
Time now to mention our sponsors, but not only mention them, congratulate them, because they are now award-winning. So Zing Zing, who are, of course, our beloved sponsors of Brits in the End Zone, you can get 20% off award-winning MSG-free Chinese with the code 20bites. They won Best Chinese Takeaway. Best British Chinese Takeaway. Probably better ones in China. But certainly not over here, that's for sure. So big congrats to them. We will be enjoying the delights of what they have to offer later this evening.
Do you reckon they have English Takeaway in China?
I doubt it.
They're okay. All Irish pubs.
Could be an opportunity for a business, though, Charles. We'll Skype you in next week. Greeny, time for... God knows what it's called. Top three town.
Okay, so to take us away from the doom and gloom of all these injuries, because there's only so much I can hear from Charles complaining, we're going to talk about what...
Charles's face right there.
We're going to go through what players are actually going to be focusing on now they're not playing, which is singing. And a lot of NFL players, past and present, have got successful careers in music.
Wow, okay.
Or on the cusp. So, just a list here. We've got Asaro Tuolo, who is an American Samoan ex-defensive tackle for the Vikings, who played in the 2000s, I believe. So he recently starred in the singing contest, The Voice, which is the blind singing contest.
And they're not blind.
Maybe clarify.
I think everyone knows what The Voice is.
Judged by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah. You don't look at him when you.
We get it.
And he blew Jennifer Hudson and Blake Shelton away.
He bought Jennifer Hudson.
That's a scandal.
What
blind
absolute
man.
Bloody legend.
Stevie Wonder did what?
Well, it's unlikely he's going to blow Jennifer Hudson away, because during the audition he talked about how he had recently come out to his teammates and how difficult it was to actually hide his sexual orientation from his teammates during that time in the NFL. I'm going off track.
Yeah. Yeah. He was singing?
Well, that was his kind of story when he was... So he blew away Blake Shelton in his audition, and he was wearing his NFC Championship ring. It was just great to see like kind of a big Samoan NFL player with a successful audition.
That's good.
Have you been tasked with the most innuendos possible?
Yeah. I think it's a good thing to find when players come out. I know it's a bit sad that he couldn't do it when he was playing, but it's good. You know, it's good to see that, you know, it's coming out proud, and it's, yeah, I think more players should do it.
Well, hopefully that will spur them on.
Yeah.
Another sing contest we had with a current wide receiver. Any guesses who this was?
Marvin Jones Jr.
It was Marvin Jones Jr. of the Lions. So he auditioned for America's Got Talent in the summer, and he surprised. He didn't blow away, but he surprised Katy Perry with his voice. They said you would actually have a successful sing career, but he couldn't commit due to Lions commitments. So
sounds fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. A bit more money in that.
It just makes you think why he does it. Like, does he need
attention? What's the point?
Yeah.
Does an NFL player need more attention and money?
What should I do? Oh, I'll go on a singing contest.
I mean, why do nutters go on singing contests? It's just, you know, they're on the telly. Give it a go. Why not? It probably took
about. He's Marvin Jones Jr.
That could be his big break.
3 hours out of his day wasn't. Probably the biggest commitment.
Yeah, God, it's probably about 15 hours with all that.
We're talking about him. That's exactly why he did it.
That's what he wanted. It was in Nashville. You recently went to Nashville. So
I did.
You did propose in Nashville.
I got Marvin Jones to sing when I proposed.
Missed a trick there.
Yeah. And then we got the heavy metal band Free Reign, which is actually made up of three offensive tackles from the Cowboys and 49ers, who signed to an Australian record label. So I thought that was interesting, a bit bizarre. I'd love to hear
What's the name of the band?
Free Reign.
I feel like I could have come up with a better name if related to the NFL.
Like Crushing...
Don't come up with one now, because it's going to be awful.
And then we have a running back who you love, who has taken up DJing based on his love of...
I am a continental DJ.
Kevin and Barry.
DJing.
I am a continental DJ.
He's taken up...
Mother, I shall be DJing at the weekend. Don't disturb me on my BlackBerry.
He's taken up digital mastering because of his love of Guitar Hero. Do you want to guess which running back that Charles loves?
Jamal Charles.
It was Jamal Charles. DJ Charles.
Oh, hello.
DJ Charles.
DJ Charles.
We'll have that on loop for about 10 minutes for the intro, Charlie. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much. Daniel Green, moving ahead to the previews for the games.
DG. It's not my band name, is it?
What, Daniel Green?
DG.
Chiefs versus Chargers. Huge game in the AFC West. Who's the banker, JP?
He's been on fire the past few weeks. The old man at quarterback, Phil Rivers, is going to have another big game for the Chargers.
Greeny, who is the tanker?
Yeah, if you weren't in the playoffs last week, you certainly are playing in the playoffs this week, unless it's a kind of bracket. If your league wasn't having the playoffs set last week, you're definitely going to be in the playoffs time this week.
Right.
And in doing so, do not trust Alex Smith, even though he's in the top five for quarterbacks this year. It's just the Chargers have crushed all quarterbacks the last few weeks. Cousins, Dak, Kaiser. Go away from Smith.
Okay, Charles, cheeky pick.
I think he had a big week last week, and a couple with what JP said. I think Tyrell Williams could have a big game.
He had a huge touchdown.
Yeah, and I think that more of the same. The Chiefs really struggle against the wide receiver, and Keenan Allen and others are going to feast.
Okay, cool. We've got the New Orleans Saints against the Jets. Charlesy, back to you. Who's the banker here?
I kind of just wrote Saints. I didn't get... But, play all the Saints against the Jets. I mean, they're going to have
every single Saint.
Yeah, every single.
I'll come on. Actually, I'll switch. Pick Robbie Anderson because although McCown is injured. Although McCown is injured, at the end of last season, Bryce Petty was played, and all he did was throw to Robbie Anderson, and he was a solid wide receiver too. When Bryce Petty was playing, so
Bryce Petty of all of 14 yards last game.
If you're
you've made the shout, and I like it.
If you're worried about him and you don't know whether to play him or not, don't be too put off because he will still get targets.
Right, JP,
it's a fair point because my tank is Robbie Anderson, but what part of my argument was going to be that not just because of the quarterback, because last season he did work well with Bryce Petty, but more because of Marshawn Lattimore has been one of the best cornerbacks.
Is he back?
In the league. He came back last week, I'm pretty sure. So if he is back and fully fit, I think he's got the potential to shut down. Kerr's more of a slot receiver.
Okay, fair play.
So that's why I think Robbie Anderson is the tanker.
Okay, we'll pick up on that one next week, see who won that battle. Cheeky pick for you, Greeny.
This is very, very cheeky.
Robbie Anderson.
I have absolutely no, faith that this guy will do well, but I want to be here when he does do well. And that's Tommy Lee Lewis.
Who is it?
Tommy Lee Lewis.
He got a touchdown.
Tommy Lee Lewis, who got a touchdown in about 20 yards.
Who does he play? Which one? I can't remember who he scored a touchdown
for.
For
the Saints.
Play your Saints.
There you go.
Saints.
Okay, Panthers against the Packers. Back to you, Greeny. Who is the banker for this one?
Yes, Johnny Stewart had a massive game last week. McCaffrey didn't, but don't be put off by that playing this week.
Okay. Tanker Charles?
Now, I'm going to get shot down and I probably will be wrong, but I'm not saying don't play him, but lower your expectations for a player that's been absolutely on fire recently in Jamal Williams. Because now that Aaron Rodgers is back, he throws the ball a lot more, so they'll be slightly less reliant on the run, and Jamal Williams might not necessarily get as many touches as he has been. He still probably could have a very good game, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was less.
JP, cheeky pick?
Gone for an incredibly cheeky pick here. Jordy Nelson. if Rodgers is back, get Nelson back in your lineups. Have no worries about it. Just put him in.
So yeah. Will Rodgers play? Do we think?
Well, we don't know yet. He's waiting for medical clearance. He is allowed to play by NFL rules, but they're just waiting to get the clearance from the doctors.
And do you think he'll be all guns blazing if he does play?
Yeah, he's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay, looking at some of the later games, 9:05 UK time, Seahawks Rams. We mentioned it earlier. JP, banker here?
Yes, the banker. I'm going for Sammy Watkins. I think the Seahawks defense is, we've got no Richard Sherman. Their pass defense is a bit all over the place. I think Watkins could stretch the field and have a big game. Before we move on, I actually forgot to mention, for the Chiefs Chargers, we've actually got games on Saturday night now. So Lions Bears are playing, I think, at 9:30 UK time on Saturday. And the Chiefs Chargers is 1:30 in the morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Make sure you set your lineup,
Pretty cool. So yeah,
that is cool.
And your alarm clock.
Is that going to happen again?
Going forward, I think we have Saturday games.
Another day.
This is the last Thursday.
games this week.
And also another reminder, in that scenario, don't play players who are playing early in your flex. Play them in your either your running back or wide receiver slot so that you can more flexible on the Sunday.
Right. Another reminder, make sure that you have your morning coffee and stock up on a Lou Roll afterwards. I don't know where we're up to now.
Seahawks-Rams.
Tanker Greeny.
Yeah, so Gurley is matchup proof, but temper expectations because Seahawks are a solid rushing defense.
That's an absurd amount of words I don't understand. Cheeky pick, Charles.
I want to go Mike Davis. He's kind
you
of
don't sound too happy about.
No,
him.
I think what?
Pick.
I think
we're not making you pick
if,
him.
Yeah, if he's fit, I don't, he got hurt against the Jags. If he's playing, then I think he could be a solid start.
And let's end with the big match, which the Steelers Patriots we talked about earlier. Greeny, banker.
I want to see the reign of Juju come back. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, for goodness sake, JP tanker.
I'm playing him, and I'm hoping for a massive booming game from him, but I'm worried Brandon Cooks is not going to be able to perform.
Okay, and cheeky pick Charles to finish us off.
I mean, I had picked Juju. I mean, it's difficult because there's no really cheeky players from any of these teams because they're all fantasy studs. So
Hogan could be cheeky.
Yeah, Hogan. Hogan cheeky. If he's fit, play Hogan.
Hogan cheeky.
Yeah.
Cheeky Hogan.
Cheeky
mare. Okay, time to answer some of your tweets, questions, shout-outs. Let's rattle through these. Ryan, are the Eagles' Super Bowl chances over with Wentz getting injured, or is the team still strong enough to make it that far? As an Eagles fan, I will answer and say I think they still have a chance because they've been one of those teams where, apart from Wentz, there's not like a running back or wide receiver has completely stood out and run away with it. So there's still a good team there. But I think that with Wentz gone, I sadly think that's the end of the Super Bowl chances.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, they've had one of the best defences in the league all season. And we've seen over the last few years that defences can take you to a Super Bowl win. So I think there's still be
some hope.
Some hope, but Wentz was...
Yeah. It was all about
was,
Wentz, wasn't
like,
it?
Also, the crown
also watch out because they did trade for Jay Ajayi and have been saving him, and now they might be a lot more reliant
ready
on him. And he could easily have
a much
bigger role, and he could help them win some games.
Okay, sorry, someone's about to say
I was
going to
say, it's really unfortunate for the Eagles because in the AFC, you can end up playing the Titans or the Jags. But in the NFC, you know, you're going to end up playing the Seahawks or Panthers.
Yeah, it's not fair, really, is it?
Well, we beat the Seahawks, so...
I'm kidding. When I say Jags, it could be... there are some rough teams in the AFC.
The Bills.
Guys, let's answer Seb's question, which is, should any measures be taken to reduce injury occurrences to star players, or do we have to accept that it's the nature of the game? I mean, you can't treat star players differently to others, can you?
And I just don't think there's any way of doing it. I'm literally wrapping them in cotton wool. I mean, you can't... how are you going
to
do it?
I think they need to clamp down more on some of these bad hits. I mean, it's not going to stop ACLs or anything like that, but the concussions, I think there is a lot that still can be done. And if you actually... Like, Gronk should have been banned for 3-4 however many games, end of the season. His hit was just disgusting.
Yeah.
And whilst you allow stuff like that to happen and just miss one game, they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. You've got to know, as a star player, there's a bit of a target on you, and someone like Wentz just must know that. And there's nothing you can do about that, but that's got to be pretty brutal to know that people are coming after you.
There wasn't anything aggressive really
it
done
malicious.
In it. He was just stretching for a play. I would say that the one thing they could get rid of is there are a lot of blind hits which are legal. So let's say... you're twiddling with the dials there, Charlie.
Can you mute Greeny, please?
If the player's
I'm not
running,
sure if you've quite understood the concept of being an engineer, but twiddling with the dials is not quite how it works.
Like a DJ. if a player's running, another player can block them when the defensive player is not looking. So it creates a lot of... if you know someone's coming at you, you can protect yourself. You can't do it when you're blindsided.
So like Juju's hit on Perfect.
Like Juju's hit on Perfect. Shouldn't be legal, but it was legal.
Okay, I like that. Interested to hear other thoughts on that. People, please do tweet us. Lee, final question of the day. With Rodgers potentially back under centre next week, I think the Packers have a great chance to sneak a wild card spot. Thoughts, Charles?
They do. I mean, Aaron Rodgers can carry a team on his back, and if he's even close to fully healthy, they're not a bad team. They're within sight, and he could easily take them there. And once they're there, who knows?
If they beat the Panthers they play this week, then it sets up a game against the Vikings.
That's
week
right.
16, which would be huge. They're divisional rivals.
Yeah.
The Vikings would love nothing more than to stop the Packers from making the playoffs. So
some exciting games ahead. Okay, so let's end with our top picks at each position. A reminder of the rules if you don't know them, which I'm sure you do. You can't pick anyone inside the top 10 at quarterback, running back, wide receiver or tight end. Let's hear some shouts for this week. Quarterback, I'll kick off with Tyrod Taylor.
He's injured, isn't he?
No, I think he might be back.
He's
back this week.
He's back, yeah. I checked.
Okay.
Greeny?
I'm going to stick with Jimmy G. Picked him last week. He had a.
You've got to call him Garoppolo because people...
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, Charles said he wanted Sanu at quarterback in fantasy this week.
Yeah. Okay, Charlesy?
Aaron Rodgers. It's the only time he's ever not going to be able to be... Right. You can call him in this list.
We said if you're selected in the first 10 picks
as well. Do you know what? Let him...
We'll allow it. Yeah.
It's Charles.
If not Rivers.
John. JP?
I'm going for Blakey B.
Wow. Yeah.
Blakey Bortles.
Yeah. What has happened in the NFL for to happen?
That is crazy. Okay, running back. I've gone for Matt Forte against the Saints.
Nice. Good for you.
Pick your Saints, so I pick my Jets. Greeny, running back?
I've gone Theo Riddick. He's proven to be the number one running back for the Lions.
JP, running back?
What, the team? So the team that Theo Riddick? Not run 100 yards?
I had Theo Riddick, but I now always have a backup just in case. So I'm going for Kenyon Drake against the Bills.
Sake. And Charles, is that your man?
Kenyon Drake was mine, and I don't have a backup.
There we go. We're all sharing pick. You can have Matt Forte with me if you like.
You can go Le'Veon Bell like you normally do.
Kenyon Drake.
Wide receiver, I've gone Josh Gordon.
Nice.
JP?
I mentioned him earlier. I'm going for Sammy Watkins.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, sticking with it, Charlesy.
I'm going for a player that Greeny said you should drop last week, and then he got 20 fantasy points, and then I think he's going to have a very good rest of season with Simeon back in the team. It's Demaryius Thomas.
Ooh,
I wanted to bring him back to life.
DT. Okay, Greeny.
And I've gone Dede Westbrook. He's looked quite good for the Jags.
Lots of nodding.
And for Blakey to do well, Westbrook is
I had him,
to do
but
well.
I didn't want to double up on Blakey.
You don't want to put all of
I almost put
in the Jags
all of them as the Jags.
Yeah. Tight end. I've gone Hunter Henry. Greeny,
you're so happy with yourself.
Greeny,
any explanation of why you picked him? Or
well, he's playing the Chiefs. You know, at some point this week they've not really covered the tight end marking very well. So, okay,
you've seen that in training.
Yeah, they're not great against the slot. Greeny.
So my guy's someone we haven't really spoken about, but when I was watching Red Zone, he seemed to make a lot of clutch or important catches, and that's Sheehan for the Bears.
Sheehan.
Sheehan.
It's not Chinese. Is that...
Well, I said Sheehan. If it was Chinese, it'd be Sheehan.
Okay, all right. Get your zing zing. 20 bites.
Best we steer clear of impressions, I think.
Yeah.
Charles?
That's not an impression. That's a pronunciation.
Okay, Charles? Anyway. I'm going for Ricky Seals-Lewis. He's my man, and I think he's, like I said, he's got a good matchup. Ricky Seals-Jones, I do know his name now. He has a good matchup, and he could definitely have a good week.
JP?
As Greeny likes to call him, I'm going for Eric Ebron.
Yes.
Ebron James.
With Sheehan.
So what is it? Ebron.
Eric Ebron.
Yeah, well, okay.
Tight end for the Lions.
He got a lot of targets. He got 10 targets, didn't he?
He did pretty well last week.
Yeah.
Charlie, do you have some exciting trivia lined up for us?
I certainly do.
Fantastic.
He has some trivia.
Great to have you back. Is it nice to be back in the studio?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. You've kicked Di Michele firmly out of your seat. Hit us with your rhythm stick.
Aaron Rodgers has the number one single season quarterback rating, followed by Peyton Manning at number two. Mm-hmm. Who's at number three?
Tom Brady.
Matt Stafford.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Wait. Single season quarterback rating. Sam Bradford.
I'm just going to cut here while I forgot to put down the answer. Sorry, I just remembered.
We can't hear you.
Sorry.
Are you all right laughing to yourself,
yeah,
Charlie?
Yeah. I forgot the guy's name for a second. It's Nick Foles.
Oh, it's Nick Foles.
There we go. I like
that's
that.
Unbelievable.
What a relevant question.
He's going to win giving us some hope.
That's the greatest question ever.
Love Can
that.
You find out Sam Bradford's season quarterback
no,
rating?
No, do it yourself.
Because I think it's above that.
Wouldn't bother.
No, he broke the record. He broke the record for the highest completion percentage in NFL history last year.
Sanu's pretty good?
Yes, I think yes, correct.
That's all we have time for today. Do tweet us at Brits_endzone. You can email us at britsendzone@gmail.com. Our website is britsendzone.com, where you'll see all our blog posts and the one that Charles mentioned earlier that he wrote recently. Thanks for listening, and we will be back again next week.
Good luck in the playoffs, everyone.
Good luck.
See you guys.
I'm going to beat you, Charles.
No, you won't.